I'm here today with James and Betty Robison to talk about their first book that they've authored together, Living in Love. Together, they host the syndicated television show Life Today, which daily features some of the leading voices and personalities in the Christian community. Tell me, what are the blessings of a lifelong marriage?
In our book, Living in Love, we share the reasons for and the keys to a joy-filled lifelong journey together. And that really is what Betty and I are enjoying. We've been together for over 50 years when you consider the fact that we dated several years, and then we've been married now. At the publication of this book, we've been married over 47 years. And every day has become more joyful to us. And there are definite reasons for it. And this is not a front. It's not something you see on television. This is who we are. If you're in our home or you're around us, wherever, even in disagreements, which Betty calls heated discussions in the book, even in those moments, you'll see a joy in the fact that we can approach it with common purpose and benefit. So, you know, that's we've learned how, but we started in with certain commitments.
What's the one piece of advice you would give newly married couples?
Well, the priorities in order. Really, really understand the priorities. Understand what commitment means. And what it means to have God first, and wherever the reader is at this time, when you're dealing with natural tendencies, practices, and problems, you need supernatural intervention. And one reason for the relationship in marriage is we don't seem to do well alone. It's not good for man to be alone. And that would mean in relationships, period, in our family, not good for families to be divided, not good for churches to be divided, or a country. And the marriage union is typified by Christ and his church and that love relationship that both are to have for the other and the great love that he has. So we start with a God-first relationship and then a commitment to the spouse, to others, and to the priority above ourselves. And that's a process we learn oftentimes, but we have to understand we've got to go there.
One of the things that's very important when you enter into a marriage relationship is to realize that you have different personalities. You're working with different ways of thinking, different ways of doing things. When James and I married, I knew that he was completely different to what I was. I was the more passive. I was the quieter one. He was the one that, like he said, he was the confronter. I'd just soon pout all day as to never have to confront. But he was so determined that was important in our relationship, that he said, we're going to talk about things that come up, all the things that we question are what problems that we have, but to appreciate the fact that we both can have different opinions, but yet come to the same conclusion, and that is, what does God think about it? And then we will find the best path, best way to approach a situation or to solve a problem. And I've appreciated that about James. He recognized that I wasn't the communicator that he was, the gift that God had given him to communicate. So he had to be willing to wait on God to do what God wanted to do in me. And I had to do the same way. And God just really working on him to give him more compassion, because he is this great confronter, but to be able to give him the things he needs in his life to approach things the correct way, God's way. And so when we realized that together, that we were on the same team, we weren't in competition with one another, that I didn't have to change my personality to be just like his, but I wanted to be like what God gave me, the personality God wanted me to have. And then that's where the unity comes, is when we mesh together, seeking God's way, the best way, then we'll have a better outcome in our relationship and in our marriage. And to know that, and the thing that I trusted him with my heart, I trust James with my heart, and he trusts me with his heart, to know that I'm not in there just to prove that I'm right, but I want to know what the right way is to a solution. And I think that's where we have really grown in the Lord, is to know that we are together, we are one, even though we may come away from a discussion that we still don't totally agree on. but not separated on. We're not divided on, because we know that God's going to show us the outcome.
Now, after 5 decades of relationship, how do you keep the chemistry fresh?
Well, we have a commitment to open, honest communication. We are going to hear. We're not just going to make our point and be sure the other person hears our point of view, but we are going to do that. We're going to be heard, but we're also going to be just as committed not only to being heard, but to hearing. We are committed to hearing not just the words of the other person, but the heart. And I don't think that can ever change and have fresh chemistry and meaningful relationships without it. And so we go into detail in the book to talk about how you have this communication. For instance, one aspect we deal with is confrontation. And confrontation, I've been a natural confronter. I'm going to confront. Well, now that really is a strength and can be positive, but it also can be harsh and abrasive and destructive. And what I have learned, and Betty did not want to confront at all. She wanted to isolate and pout. And part of my confrontation was, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to isolate. We're going to develop intimacy. And so I had to try to inspire her, but at the same time, I had to learn to be a compassionate confronter. I had to learn how to confront with a tenderness that was obvious, that I wasn't just trying to prove my point or make my case, but I was trying to benefit the relationship. But without confrontation, you will not have open, honest, clear communication. So if you're going to have chemistry, you've got to have that. And the other thing related to chemistry is we have sought diligently to find mutual interest. What do we both enjoy? I enjoyed watching wildlife and being in the outdoors. Betty thought, well, that's strange. Why is that? Would that be fun? And then she went with me. She actually likes it better than me now. And just looking at what God made and being alone and even observing wildlife, I mean, bird watching isn't a bad deal if you don't become some foolish fanatic about it. But what I'm saying is just enjoying being away, she didn't understand that. Well, I was also a sports enthusiast, which she wasn't. And that was fine. She didn't resent me being there. Sometimes I put it first, but ultimately she's become a greater sports enthusiast than me. I call her the coach of the basketball team, the football team, and the hockey team. I said, you out-coach the coaches. It's really cute to watch her. She watches sports. I watch her. But that's an interest. I'm excited because she enjoys it. The point is we learn to do things together, and this is very important in chemistry, and that is that we really saw that if you didn't have an interest in what the other person was interested in, if you could find joy in the fact that your spouse enjoys it so much. Betty enjoys going to an outlet mall. Well, I don't really want to go to an outlet mall. I want to go to a sporting goods store or go get something and get out. But I've learned to go and watch her. But I've also learned to enjoy the fact she's doing it. If she gets excited about going somewhere, whether it's the family or the grandchildren, and she's excited, I'm going to pick up on that excitement. And she does the same thing with me. I mean, I love to play golf. That one time I put it too far out and ahead of things, and I had to really learn the horror of that, and I did. But now then, she has an appreciation for it. She's excited that I get to go out. She's excited if I had a good round. She has an interest in that, just like I have an interest in her interest. And I think that's really, really a key.
James and Betty Robison, authors of Living in Love. Thanks again for being here today.
Well, I just thank you for the opportunity of sharing, and it's our sincere and really heartfelt desire and purpose with the book is to see people have the kind of lifelong, meaningful, joy-filled relationship that we believe God intends to be the norm. And that's our prayer.
And God bless you.